The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Christmas Eve, gift number 3 of the 12 gifts of Christmas from Straight Talk. Film your children while they're opening gifts tomorrow. Don't say nothing, just film them and cherish that because they're going to grow up faster than you could possibly imagine. Joining me now from investusa.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Always a privilege. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. So, looking at Chi-Town, can we just build a wall around that like an escape from New York?
Well, I think we're going to be building multiple walls, like just like you mentioned. I think New York's going to get one. I think L.A. is going to get one. San Francisco and Chicago.
Right.
I see where Detroit ends up. But it's going to have to be that way when you have a Supreme Court that frustrating. Nobody seems to know who's in control. They now think that they're in charge of the commander-in-chief and military operations. Never heard of their logic as to why they think that the president doesn't have the authority to bring in the guard into Chicago, especially when their crime rate is so high. I realize they're trying to protect the 10th Amendment, but you remember there are exclusions to the 10th Amendment when moments of national emergency, which he's already declared.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure I'm understanding what their basis is other than the fact that they want to flex a little muscle, act as if they're in control. It's hard to run a military operation when everybody wants to be the chief dog.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing I've noticed, and I want to get your take on this. Now, Donald Trump, and I'm sure his advisors, right, I'm sure you understand that all of these judges, even the Supreme Court, while they can come out there and make interpretations and rulings, they can't enforce anything.
That is correct.
And to the degree that he's honoring what they have to say, I'm just wondering, is there some further down the street strategy going with that to where he says, okay, well, we're going to do this for this amount of time, and as soon as I honor what I'm told to do by a judge, and that blows up in their face, I'm going to start scorched earth or something. Is there anything like that in the offing?
You are extremely intelligent there, Bill. We weren't going to say anything. You already opened up a can of worms that nobody else has figured out yet. Answer to your question, short answer is yes. Let me clarify that. If you think that we are not going into Chicago, you are sadly mistaken.
So who's going to go? ICE or the National Guard, or who's going to go?
No. I'm talking about Guard.
Okay.
You think that we are not going in to Chicago, you're sadly mistaken. Yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't think there's very few people that have figured that one out, Bill. You're one of them. Kudos to you. Yeah, we're going to do everything we can to be able to say that we have done everything within our power to abide by protocol. But sometimes protocol gets screwed up. And if you abide by it, you screw up the nation, and we're just not going to let the nation get screwed up. So, yes,
right.
We do have other plans. We just haven't revealed them yet. I'm just kind of, you caught me. You shocked me, Bill. I'm just kind of surprised that anybody else figured that one out.
Well, I mean, I've been looking at this, and I'm a big fan of Sun Tzu. And I wonder if Donald Trump has that like on an app on his phone or something like that. Because sometimes,
I believe so.
Yeah, sometimes he gets out there and he just pulls one of these Sun Tzu moves where he's like, oh, okay, because, when I look at the three branches of government, I understand that the judicial branch is the weak branch.
That is correct.
They're the weak branch. And they're at the mercy. Now, even the Supreme Court is at the mercy of the Congress, aren't they?
That is correct.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. And what I really, you hit the nail on the head, is even Congress. Nobody has enforcement powers other than the executive branch.
Right, because Congress has given more and more of that to the executive.
That is correct.
So, anyway, I'm just watching to see this mature, as they would say.
Well, it's going to be interesting because it's fixing to mature. There's some other things that are on the horizon that I figured I might let our listeners know in a very generic sense, because you'll be getting more information on this. But it appears that we have some whistleblowers who have now actually testified and given affidavits that our senior U.S. Senator, Lindsey Graham, seems to be enriching his personal accounts through the Ukraine money going overseas.
Mm.
And now that that has been done, we're going to have to take a look at that now, aren't we?
I was hoping, I guess, yeah, we're going to have to, that's going to have to be looked at.
Well, you know, when you get somebody with whistleblower status, it's not like somebody or a vagabond on the street that just had bad pizza and dreamed about it. We are obligated to this.
Right. Well, I mean, it's got to be, there can only be one standard, one standard in justice and in law. And if your buddies, if those on our side fall victim, I guess that's just the way it goes, right? That's the way the cookie crumbles. But
well, you know, we've been talking about for some time, and I'm not picking on one particular now, I'll broaden the conversation a little bit, how that, you know, the American people seem to wonder why all of them were spending so much money in Ukraine. And we've been saying all for long, Congress seems to enjoy sending it that way because we feel very strongly we've got evidence that it keeps coming back our way.
Yep.
Well, now it looks like that evidence continues to build, doesn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Can't do that, Bill. It's just, that's just not fair to the rest of us. I mean, unless we're all going to get a piece of it, and I don't see that happening.
Anyway, so are you doing anything special for Christmas? You're going to stay close to home?
We'll stay close to home this time, you know, because we anticipate next year will be a year of history. And so it's going to be a busy, busy year. And so I figure I better stop and get rest. Plus, you remember, we've got still got like 7 or 8 little Doberman puppies running around irritating me all day long. So
right.
We can't just leave them and take off and let them finish destroying the house. So it'll be a quiet Doberman, unless I can get some of those Dobermans loaded on a Santa sleigh when he's not looking.
Yeah. When Michael makes travel arrangements, he has to make sure they have room on the plane for the dogs.
That's correct.
Have to have room on the plane for the dogs. So, So, anyway. In any event, listen, hey, you know, we have, I think we've done some good work this year. And, I mean, we'll do a little bit more in the next week or so. But I want to thank you just for collaborating with me as long as you have this past year.
Well, the honor has been mine, and the honor has been mine through your listeners. You truly have an audience that respects you, that respects this country, and that wants to see this country succeed the way it was intended to be. And we can't put a value on that. Thank you for the listeners to Bill's show. Thank you for supporting us and for supporting America, most importantly. Next year, we'll make us or break us. Stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah. Next year, I might be saying, hey, Michael. What, you got any vest samples down there? I need to borrow one.
I got a feeling we're going to be putting out a lot of vests for a lot of people like that next year. So I put that request in to Santa, and he called me and said, wow, that's a huge request. I said, yeah, just get it done.
Roger.
So we'll be ready. We'll be prepared. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all your listeners. Enjoy the remaining of this year, and then buckle up because, boy, we're going for a ride next year.
Indeed. Merry Christmas to you. Michael Letts, he's given over 17,000 vests to law enforcement and their canine colleagues. He's not going to rest till they're all in a vest. InvestUSA.org. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas. God bless you. God bless America.
Yes, sir. In Minnesota, the mayor there says city residents might be killing ICE agents who enforce the law in his city. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.